Sutcliffe's prodigious talent and painterly mindset stirred something new in Lennon. While he took art school about as seriously as he'd taken the rest of his formal education, he glimpsed something larger in Sutcliffe's dedication to painting and adopted romantic heroes like Van Gogh as his own. In the subversive Scouser style, Lennon became as suspicious of art school self-importance as he did of musical elitism. To him, anything that smacked of pretension was all guff. Jazz was a favorite target, especially since most jazz musicians and fans sneered at early rock. "We were always anti-jazz," Lennon later told Hunter Davis. "I think it is rubbish music, even more stupid than rock and roll, followed by people like students in cheap pullovers. Jazz never gets anywhere, never does anything. It's always the same, and all they do is drink pints of beer. We hated jazz, particularly because in the early days they wouldn't let us play at clubs, as they only wanted jazz. We'd never get auditions because of the jazz bands.